The first podfic that I am going to recommend is
46 and 2, a Teen Wolf fanfic written by Fairy Queen 07 and read by Fire Juggler. Rating teen and up audiences. Summary: Styles has come to the realization that he's going to need to tell the pack that he's transgender before they find out on their own. He's only ever told one person before, and he's thankful Scott was a true best friend. He only hopes the others take his news as well.
So clearly what piqued my interest about this podfic was the summary saying that it was going to be about transgender and gender identity and all that kind of thing. And I just thought this is going to be pretty interesting to listen to. It wasn't the first Teen Wolf podfic I'd listened to. That one went to the Night Chasers podfic where the summary was somebody sent him a cop stripper for, and it wasn't even his birthday. I'm a sucker for like summaries, so that's just how I get into it. But I'm ranking 46 and 2 because I think that Fire Juggler does such an amazing job with the sensitivity that she manages to convey through through the entire podfic. The tone of the story really shines through, and the mood that she creates. It's always handled with a lot of sensitivity and care, and she does a lot of really great things with the subject matter. And I'm not talking about like the actual story itself is great, but the way that Fire Juggler performs it really makes me care about how Styles is feeling at the time, which is a very impressive feat. It really puts you in that moment. It really draws you into the story, and you want to know what, like, how this problem is going to be solved. One of my favorite lines that Fire Juggler performs, and I've not seen Teen Wolf myself. I don't actually know what the characters are meant to sound like, but I think Fire Juggler has done a really good job in conveying at least the type of character that she believes them to be. And I'm going to, the next bit is a clip from the podfic itself, where I think it really showcases Fire Juggler's ability to convey who Styles is as a person through his dialogue. And the setup of the scene is when he's made the decision to tell somebody that he's been born into the wrong body. So, without further ado.
There's really no warning. One minute, Derek is standing on the porch, and the next, he's right in front of Styles, eyes bright red and angry. It's more than a little terrifying, and Styles stumbles back, putting some much-needed space between them. I swear to God, Styles, if you or that idiot friend of yours have gotten me into trouble with the sheriff's department again, I will rip your throat out. Styles pales and shakes his head. No, God, no, it's nothing like that. It's personal, but Scott thinks it's probably best that I tell you. I mean, I think so too, you know, there aren't that many people who know, and it's not like something I can just say, but it might become an issue, like a big issue later, if you found out by accident, which is why I'm here now to tell you. Your teeth are really fucking sharp looking. Could you please put them away?
Ta-da! The delivery, like, of this line always makes me laugh. This is the defining line for me of this podfic. It's the one thing that I remember, even though I've kind of listened to it like quite a few times, I think maybe 5 or 6. And I really, really enjoy it. Fire Juggler's a really, really good reader for me. She's very emotive, and she really knows how to create the mood. And so I really hope that you check it out. If you've never heard of Teen Wolf in your life, and that would stop you from listening to this podfic, pretty much all you really need to know is Styles, who is the main character, is the son of the sheriff in Beacon Hills. He's ADHD. His best friend Scott turned into a werewolf. Derek Hale is this guy whose whole family was killed by werewolf hunters, and he's now the alpha, the head werewolf chief of Beacon Hills. And the werewolf hunter family are called the Argents. But mostly it's pretty much about how Derek is like a leather-wearing badass who can't like show his emotions, and Styles is like this terrible run his mouth off kid. The periphery characters, Scott has is Styles's best friend, and he's occupied with his girlfriend Allison, who is part of the werewolf hunting family. Lydia, who Styles had a crush on, and Jackson, who is their lacrosse team captain and a dick. But most of it is kind of, you can work it out for yourself as the story goes on, and there's not really a huge like fandom hurdle requirement to enjoy the story. That's what I think anyway. So, I really hope you check it out.